Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fleetwood Mac brings us back, arguably one of the top five rock and roll songs of all time. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Terry Neese is here. Terry's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great global leaders that I've ever known. And her work as the founder of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW, is just a clinic on how to one person can make a difference in the world. But you also, Terry, put together an amazing team, a global team. That's just very impressive, and of course they love their leader. Terry, thank you again for being here. IEEW.org, folks, please go to that website, support their efforts, and just go there and look at the pictures of the other women and how happy they are to be becoming entrepreneurs in Rwanda and in Afghanistan. Terry, it's International Women's Month, and we're going to continue to celebrate it. We've done quite a few interviews with, of course, as you know, we interview women. Half of my Brain Trust are men, the other half are women, and so it's very common in any given day to have all four of my guests to be women, but we're particularly focusing on that today and asking the ladies to talk about their experience as a woman in the marketplace. If you were talking to I know you've got children and grandchildren. If you're talking to a granddaughter right now, what would you say about? To tell her about how far things have come and what she has to look forward to.
Well, I think I would tell. I don't think I've really been talking to some of my grandchildren. I have two granddaughters, and I'm encouraging them to use their knowledge and their ability to do whatever they want to do. I mean, I believe people can be successful. Based on, not necessarily based on just their knowledge, but based on the ability to believe in themselves, mm-hmm. that they can go do whatever they want to do. If you're passionate about starting a business, owning a business, and running a business and making it successful, if you're really passionate about it, you'll be successful. Because passion is the number one thing you have to have in that ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Can you also say, you know, don't find a way to be angry about something that isn't right. Find a way to be happy about what progress has been made and build on that. Isn't that what we're missing in America today? People are angry about what we don't yet have instead of saying, wow, we've come a long way. Let's build on that. Why can't we do that, Terry?
Yeah, I think we can do that. I mean, it's important that we move ourselves forward and let people who are following us, the younger small business owners, to look at what we have done, which was really tough. I mean, I started my first business in 1975.
Mm-hmm. When you went to the bank, they said, bring your husband back. And we'll talk about a loan,
right? That's right. That's just what I was getting ready to say. I could not borrow money without the signature of a male. It could be a son. It could be an uncle. It could be my husband.
Wow.
And I purchased a building. I was not going to go to the bank and take my husband to the bank with me. But I did. I was able to get the man who built the building to allow me to pay the building off through him.
Wow.
And rather than having someone sign a note for me.
I'm not surprised. That story does not surprise me, folks.
And in 1988, we passed legislation, which, as you know, is called H.R. 5050. And Ronald Reagan signed that legislation October 25, 1988, that women could go borrow money and obtain a credit card from a bank.
Mm-hmm.
I say those things to people, and they look at me like they think I'm crazy.
Right. Yeah, it's been so long, and it's
And wouldn't you tell American women before you wonder how bad you may have it here, talk to the women in Rwanda and Afghanistan about how they're dealing with. And you know what? All the times, all the years I've been face to face with your people, your guests, your proteges, your entrepreneur, the women from Rwanda and Afghanistan, all the years I've seen them and gotten to know some of them, I've never heard one of them complain or act bitter about the challenges they have. They're always excited about what the possibilities are. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, they absolutely don't want to be looked at as people that cannot get the job done because mm-hmm. they can, and they are doing it. They are much more savvy today, Jim, than I've ever seen women in the classroom.
Yeah. And what you've done, though, in those countries, not only have you helped those women, but you've helped the countries accept and understand the role of women in leadership positions, haven't they? It's been self-fulfilling prophecy.
You know, our Peace Through Business Alumni Association has carried on the progress that we've had over the last 15 years and passed it on to other women who actually didn't have opportunity to go through our program.
Yeah.
So the Alumni Association is teaching others. We've created a little over 877 jobs in this country over the last 15 years.
Terry, I've got to wrap it up. Keep up the good work, and thank you for coming today and come back soon.
I'll do. Thanks so much for having me.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, a great American.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.